telephony. Voice over IP. We're talking about online purchases and how you can be safe shopping online. We have lots of resources at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and you will see all that there is that we are offering to help you with on being a savvy online shopper, how to be safe, how to get take advantage of the internet's power and knowledge. One of the links that you had in a previous newsletter that we've included in today's resources is a website called Woot.
Oh, yeah. I like Woot a lot.
WOOT.com. It's a one-item, one-deal, one-day site. So they have, like, a mechanical toy.
Yep.
And that's all they're selling that day. And they sell them until they're gone.
It's a very interesting concept, and it seems to work. And they sell this stuff for incredible prices. Like, yesterday, they had an HP laptop with a 17-inch monitor. It was, like, $1,200, brand new.
Yeah, now, what you need to do, though, is always look very closely at these things. If you look real close at that deal, it was a 90-day warranty, which a lot of times means it's refurbished. So just like anything else, it's buyer beware. But it is a really cool site. I'm not so sure that electronics are necessarily the best thing to buy on a site like that, but housewares, toys, those kinds of things. Now, we had Janet who emailed us in and said she likes the Woot suggestion. So she's like congratulating us. Hey, you guys found Woot. But now go look at this. And she sent a link to a site that sells the dailydeal.com, daily.deal.com, and we've got a link to it on our website, I think. I think I put it on there. They only sell one thing a day, and every 6 minutes, the price drops. It's like a Dutch auction. And I'm looking at it right now. There's a pan set that I've been looking at. When I first logged in, it's got the starting price was $120. When I logged in, it was at $49. Right now, it's at $45 for this set of 10 pans or whatever it is. And in 6 minutes, it's going to drop again. And the idea is, are you willing to wait long enough or do you want to make sure that you get one? In other words, they could run out before you decide I'm going to buy one.
Right.
So, and they don't tell you how many they have.
Right.
Sneaky people.
In Woot's case, usually by the time I get up in the morning, the item's already sold out.
They post them at midnight, just like this company does. Now, if they still have these, according to their website, if they still have these at the end of the 24-hour period, it literally goes down to free.
Really?
Now, that sounds like I've never seen anything free, but you know what? If you like that, Janet sent this in. Thank you, Janet. That's a great suggestion.
Yeah, that's
there.
Cool.
If you go to deal.com and look for the Daily Deal, or you can go to www.daily.deal.com. So you got two dots in there. It's kind of a beta site, but it's a pretty interesting deal.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like that price. I'm going to wait 6 minutes.
Woot and Daily Deal are highly opposed to warehousing.
Apparently, making money is a secondary issue as well. Let's talk to Bill, who's got a networking question. Bill, do you do any online shopping, or have you in the past?
Oh, I do quite a bit, yes.
Do you? So you're not afraid of it?
No, not at all.
Can you give any encouragement to those? Can you remember the first time you did it, and what kind of apprehension you have? What helps you kind of get over that?
I guess just using it more often is more than anything else, just being comfortable with it, and I guess not having your credit card stolen over time.
was it that first time, and then you watched your credit card real, real close to make sure nobody's messing around with you?
Exactly.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I like these single-use credit cards. It's a virtual credit card that anybody out there can go to their bank and generally get software that allows you to do that. So when you're shopping online, that credit card number is only good for that one transaction for whatever period of time, for whatever amount you say, or even whatever merchant you say, so that if somebody were to get that number later on, it's completely worthless to them. So if you're really afraid of that, try that out.
Never heard of that before, but I will check it out.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good idea.
So what can we do for you today, Bill?
Well, I have a small business that has approximately 30 computers hooked to an NT server right now, which I'm trying to upgrade.
NT server?
Yeah.
Do you know what NT stood for or stands for?
I have no idea.
This is marketing over at Microsoft. NT stands for new technology.
Ooh, okay.
Which really isn't that new anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a little old now. It's a little long in the tooth there.
Yeah.
So you're trying to upgrade to Windows 2000 server?
Either that or 2003 server.
Ah.
But I have an IT guy that came in.
Uh-huh.
That's given me, he's telling me he can set up my network using Windows XP Professional, and I don't have to use the server software.
Well, if you just want a simple, what's called peer-to-peer network?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's really not a good idea for businesses.
Okay. There's
a lot of limitations to that. Listen, we're going to break here, but I'm going to put you on hold and get you a lot of good advice that's probably only important to you anyway. So, hey, hang tight, Bill. And if there's anything that comes from our conversation off the air, I'll bring that on afterwards, so that way we don't have to scoot them along there.
Of course.
You're listening to the Computer Corner. It's the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, and a remote Brandon Disney that'll check in hopefully a little bit later there. We've got another hour to go here. We're going to talk about online shopping or your computer or your digital camera or your printer or your fax machine or your mother-in-law, whatever. The only thing we can't help you with is medical stuff. We're not that kind of doctor, but of course, Dr. Art Mullen coming up right after us, so... It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. The Data Doctors are in the house here to help you till 2 o'clock, 602-277-5827. But wait till you hear somebody hang up.